The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Yes, I am. How are you today?
How are you?
Very good, very good.
Did you have your coffee?
Yeah, I had my coffee, but that bumper music keeps sticking in my head. I don't know what's up with that. Yeah.
Oh, it was in your head last week,
know,
too.
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to my producer. I get new music. That's right.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We review numerous real estate topics, and today's topic happens to be appraisals. For the second week in a row, we have Bill Kelly with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services. Actually, William Kelly. I just happen to call you Bill. Is that okay, please?
Oh, that's fine, Jackie. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
Good. I'm enjoying this summer.
Good, good.
It's halfway over. Can you believe it?
I can't. And your birthday's around the corner.
I know, and then that's the end of summer, and it's all over.
I know, and then...
It used to be terrible, my birthday, and then back to school. It was terrible.
We have been guiding, assisting, advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years. Feel free
during the week to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, email it to us at questions. That's questions at jruddy.com. Questions at jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows. Remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Bill Kelly, John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services, you are a certified residential appraiser. How long have you been appraising, and where do you appraise, and who do you appraise for usually?
Well, Jackie, I've been appraising for about 7 years now. I was an apprentice for 5 to 6 years under a local appraiser, and I've been appraising on my own since December when I passed my state exam, and currently I'm doing Lackawanna, Luzerne, Monroe, Carbon, Pike, Wayne, Wyoming, and Susquehanna counties.
Okay. And you appraise for lenders?
Yes, I do. Mostly for lenders for refinance and purchase transactions.
But you will do private?
Absolutely.
Estates, divorces?
Do them.
Private sales?
Exactly.
Okay. So you do it all?
Yes.
Now, last week we talked about your inspection process, what you look at, what you do, and comparable sales. You spent a great amount of time on the process of the appraisal. Let's talk about this week. How does somebody who purchases a house, they know they're not going to be residing in it forever, that they'll be selling it in the future. People want to know, where should they focus their money and their attention on what items in the property that bring value? What rooms, what areas bring in the most value when they're done correctly?
Well, most of that is driven by the things they can do above grade levels. Last week we talked a little bit about GLA, and what GLA really represents is gross living area above grade. And what's usually misconceived in that market is that people's basements, they have a tendency to finish basements, and then they think they have bedrooms and bathrooms and family rooms down there, when sometimes the case is that basement is below ground and it's basically just a finished basement. But on that topic, a lot of the things or anything that improve the quality of their home and their life everyday functions can increase value. But the increase in value is pretty much driven by the buyers in the national housing market.
And most buyers these days want nice kitchens. Modern kitchens. It doesn't have to be granite. They would love it if it was granite. They'll pay a little bit more for granite, but they want tile. They want hardwoods. They want light. They want bright, nice bathrooms, modern bathrooms.
Nice deck off the back to sit in the summer and enjoy.
Now, if you have a house on a small lot and you would meet the zoning requirements, the setback requirements, and you really want a garage, from your perspective as an appraiser, is it wise to take out that small backyard that you have and put a garage? Is that going to increase, decrease value if you don't have a yard? And again, it's buyer specific. If somebody's living there, they really want a garage to go out and work on their cars and have a place to go, a man cave, right?
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is it decreasing value to do so? These are the things that I get asked all the time by people that are thinking about doing things. Should I or shouldn't I do this?
Well, a garage can improve or decrease value, but I guess if you want it for the purpose of what's going on in your life, for the man cave or whatever's going on there, doesn't necessarily mean that the cost of construction will be justified come appraisal time, depending on when you're getting it.
Or recovered.
Or recovered, for that matter, unless you were lacking the garage within the structure of the property in the past.
I just took a listing, and the seller had given me 3 pages of updates that he had made to the property since he purchased it.
3 pages?
3 pages.
That's a lot of improvements.
Yes. But let me tell you what was on the list. It wasn't just update kitchen, update bath. He itemized every item he purchased, including sheetrock, nails, every supply that went into the house. And he added up that list, and he decided that he put in $30,000 worth of
improvements
to this property, and therefore, based on what he purchased the house for plus these improvements, he should receive X amount of dollars.
I don't always see that to be the case. Now, that is a good requirement for homeowners to do that, especially if they're transferring the property within 12 months. Well, a 30% increase in value would need a list of improvements and costs associated with it in order to satisfy underwriting. Because any bank transaction, you must satisfy underwriting first. But as far as the market, there's no guarantee that if you put $30,000 into a house that you're going to get that right back out.
I think that's unrealistic to think that I put 30 in, I'm going to get 30 out.
But we hear it all the time.
I know. But it's unrealistic.
I do too. Okay, so kind of along those lines, but really not. I often also get the printout from the insurance company on what they have the property insured for and what the replacement cost is. So you typically, I'm looking at, say, maybe a $200,000 house in Dunmore, and I have the seller wants to provide me with what they're insured at, and it's, you know, $500,000 replacement cost. And it says on that insurance piece of paper, the value of the home would be $500,000 if we replace it. So they think that their house is worth that sometimes. Do you ever come across that?
Oh, yeah. The cost approach is more typically used within a five-year structure of the time of construction. So it's not uncommon for older homes to have a cost approach to value which is substantially higher than what a buyer would be willing to pay for it. And in a lake community or a lakefront property, it would cost a whole lot less than a buyer would be willing to pay for it. So it has its effects, but the cost approach is usually within the first 5 years of the time of construction where it has relevance.
You just mentioned lakefront. How much value does water add to a property? A lot?
Well, yeah. Water actually does add a lot of value to the property, as well as because of people want to live by the water, so therefore it adds a load of value. Now, depending on the lake, it has an effect as well.
So you have to actually look at that. And what comes into play there when you're looking at lakes? Because we have a ton of lakes around us, all around us, and in the counties that you go, we have all these different type of lakes. We have lakes that you can use motorboats on, some that don't allow it. There are, you know, some differences around these different lakes. What do you look at to make, what adds the most value at a lake?
Well, exactly. Whether you can or you cannot use motorboats is a big factor. Whether the lake is private or not is a big factor. The amount of footage that you have on the lake, if you're a lakefront, factors into the appraisal process.
Okay, good. Now, appraisers' conclusions may vary. Appraisals are very subjective. Do you ever get at a property where someone hands you an appraisal, a past appraisal, and wants you to work off that?
Absolutely. I do. Especially in today's society with some of the lending out there, that they definitely, appraisals are very commonplace in households. It's not uncommon for somebody to have an appraisal done, say, every 18 months for whatever purposes within their home structure of billing. So, yes, it is not uncommon for them to supply me with an appraisal. And at that point, I will take a peek to it, but that's
about it. Yeah, but if it's an 18 months old, is it really relevant? There's nothing you can use from that.
Exactly, Pat.
How about refinancing appraisals as opposed to sale appraisals? Are they different, and how are they different?
No, an appraisal is an opinion of value. They're basically the same product. Okay. I deliver the same type product for both purposes.
Okay. We're headed towards a break. We'll come back and talk more about appraisals with Bill Kelly from John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services. Bill can be reached at 344-6724.
Oh, you're going to need the area code soon, right? They're going to be going to that 10-digit number, so it's going to be 570-344-6724.
Thank you, Pat.
Anytime, dear.
And we have two other appraisers, Trish Conway and John Pendrack, all certified residential appraisers with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, dear. We have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home in Dunmore. It's located at 310 Smith Street for $86,500. The best thing about this home, it's located on a very large corner lot that is 129 by 179, and there are no neighbors. Oh. This is a cute, isn't that nice?
Uh-huh.
No neighbors. It's a cute house with a large kitchen, economical gas heat, low taxes of only $1,400, and plenty of off-street parking. This home is priced to sell, and it would qualify for FHA financing. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with no neighbors, give us a call about 310 Smith Street for $86,500. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
And actually, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about neighbors. Now, does that add value that there's no neighbors?
No, it doesn't really come into effect.
It does in my mind. It's value to me.
All right, it does.
I'm paying more for no neighbors.
I think your neighbors told me that as well.
Yeah,
Pat.
That's okay. The feeling is mutual.
Okay. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting, too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, Fell Realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
And co-host. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
Good, thanks. And our special guest, William Kelly from John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services. Bill is a certified residential appraiser, and he's been appraising property for about 7 years, right?
Yes, I have. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thanks for coming back with us for 2 weeks in a row. We're having a great discussion. Before the break, we were talking about neighbors, and how does no neighbors affect value? You said not at all. How about what neighbors do, what they store on their property, how they take care of their property? Does that affect value?
Well, it definitely plays into the appeal factor. It definitely, if they were to sell their property, it would, you know, as people come to look at their property, they would be seeing the adjoining properties and be definitely affected by it.
Okay, so do you come across that a lot?
No.
You have to adjust for that? No, good, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, real estate values change over time. So you do an appraisal today. You can do one, say, in Dunmore, Pennsylvania today. And in 3 months, in 6 months, it can be completely different, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, usually, though, appraisals, we touched on it last week, are usually good for up to a year, correct? 12 months. But even the lenders want you to use the most recent comparable sales.
Exactly the same there.
Fair market value is only part of the story?
Yes.
Okay. What else is part of the story?
The cost approach to value. And the income approach of value.
Okay. When you do an income approach, it's obviously on places that are multiple unit dwellings. What do? How do you arrive at value? Do you look at other, you use obviously comparable sales, other like properties that have recently sold, but what's the income approach? Tell me about that a little bit.
The income approach is driven by the gross rent multiplier, which is an average of the rent versus the square footage, and it also has a big effect in the valuing process.
Okay. How about retroactive appraisals? Why? What are they?
A retroactive appraisal is for many purposes. It could be to settle an estate that something happened years in the past, or it could be for fraud purposes as well. But you're actually doing an appraisal as of a specific date back in time.
How about divorces? If a property was owned prior to the marriage, and then spouse comes in, and then there's a split up, say, 5 years later, do you do retros for that?
Yeah, well, if the attorney asks for a retro, yes.
So what would you do? You'd have to go back and look what comparable sales were, say, 3 years ago? You would.
Exactly.
Oh.
So we have the multi-list database to work off of, and that's what you're working off in all these different counties that you go to, whatever multi-list is in that area. But it's tricky, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The multi-lists are all a little bit different, but I also use a lot of private engines to find comparable sales as well, because a home is somebody's greatest asset, so you want to try and represent the value to the best of your ability.
And I received a call at the beginning of the year from somebody locally, a person that wanted me to just write a statement, go to the house, write a statement, and do it from figure out value at 2005, and I don't have my appraisal license, and they did not want an appraisal. They were very clear on that. They did not want an appraisal. All they wanted me to do was a sentence or two and come up with a value for 2005. I wouldn't do it. I didn't do it. And I think that having an appraiser such as yourself do something like this, or one of our other appraisers, it's very complicated. It's very tricky. And I was not comfortable doing that. Would you advise me to do that?
Oh, no. I think you made the right decision.
Okay.
She'd be looking for trouble if she did that.
Have you ever come across a property where someone, the owner, thinks that they have increased the value by making certain enhancements that, you know, they focused on, and they spend all their time, say, you know, a peaceful, zen-like garden in the back, but it's really something that you may consider, a buyer may consider, an eyesore? How do you work with that?
Well, it's a very good point, but you definitely have to handle each feature individually, and some of the things that are more permanent seem to hold more value, as far as if you were to put a zen-like pond in your backyard. long as you dug out a foundation and done it right, it usually does stand out. Therefore, it helps increase the value of the home.
How about pools? Let's talk about pools. Another one of my favorites, pools.
Yeah, I know. You love pools.
I love pools. Right. When I go to them and visit them and then go home.
Yes. Do they add value or do they reduce value? How does that work?
Well, above ground pools are personal property. They can be knocked down pretty easy. So above ground pools do next to nothing. But now in-ground pools within a segregated market, yes, they increase value and they increase appeal. And yes, they bring prospective buyers to that property. In-ground pools are much sought.
They are.
Absolutely.
So you look at that when you're looking at comparable sales. You adjust if there's a pool or if there isn't.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And it adds value for you.
Oh, yeah. In-ground pools are definitely it. A value-adding feature.
Okay, good. And especially if they're maintained well and they're nice and they have a heater and all the bells and whistles. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Gready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Why do we do this show, Pat?
We do this show to educate the people, right? That's why we do it, right, Jackie? And they used to say in New York, Cy Sims used to say, an educated consumer is our best customer. So that's what we try to do. We try to keep people informed. We want to educate you. We want to help you out.
And how does someone get in touch with you, Bill? Bill Kelly from John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services. If someone wanted an appraisal out there, how would they reach you, please?
They could contact the office, which is John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services, 570-344-6724, or they may reach me direct at WKELLY312@comcast.net.
Before the break, we were talking about adding value to a house, and you were talking about above grade square footage. So the finished two bedrooms in the basement and the family room in the basement, do we, as realtors, when we market this property and put it in the MLS, can we consider those two extra bedrooms in the basement and that family room as living space?
I would say no. I believe that's misleading information.
Why is it misleading? Because we have discussions with our property owners about this matter, and they really feel that in order to properly market their property, they, in fact, have these rooms that are actual rooms, but they're in the lower level.
Well, they're below grade, and it's the only one word on the form of the URAR, which is used for the appraisal process, is in italics, and it is it's very visible to the average person. It says above grade. That means the whole level must be above grade for them to be considered bedrooms. Now, they will add value in another portion of the appraisal, but they're not above ground GLA. They're below grade.
Okay, so if I have a two-story home with a finished lower level and it has three bedrooms on the second floor, my data sheet should read three bedrooms, and then in the comments, I should add the two extra bedrooms.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Now, so you just distinguish between upstairs and downstairs. So would you say for somebody, if they have the ability to finish off the lower level, to go ahead and finish it, that it does in some sense may increase value, just might not increase it as much as an above grade enhancement?
Absolutely. I believe the finishing basements in homes, especially in the homes that were built in the last 15 to 20 years, will be an absolute asset to the homeowner. They're looking deeper. The federal government is looking deeper and deeper into these basements as far as what's down there, ingress and egress, how you access them. Are there two entryways? And actually, they're looking for the definition of the rooms down there. So they are asking us to call them by their name, such as bedrooms, but they're valued in a different portion of the report. So, yes, I would recommend finishing basements for that purpose.
And in ingress and egress, you bring up a fabulous point for safety, too.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that. People who put bedrooms in their basement and there's only one way in and one way out, I think it's very dangerous. I've been in basements that were finished when I was a fireman in New York, crawling around thinking it's a bedroom, looking for people, and there was only one way in and one way out. And thank goodness we never found anybody down there, but I think it's a tragedy waiting to happen with only one way in and one way out.
Absolutely, Pat.
Okay, so when you go out to appraise a property, would you suggest for the property owner to clean up to make it nice and tidy for you?
Well, I usually don't give suggestions, but it sure won't hurt.
Okay. Does the appraiser need some space? Should the people give the appraiser some space or follow you around like a puppy?
I prefer if they follow me around like a puppy.
Yeah?
Do you really?
No, what is important that if they do have pets, if the homeowner has pets, that they have containment of them. And I usually for an appraisal, I'll need to access an attic as well as the basement. So they sometimes people are alarmed as well as for their religious purposes or spiritual purposes. Sometimes the presence of my digital camera sends them on a real loop as well.
Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
I have.
You have. You're like the postman. You've been
Yes, recently.
Was that before the appraisal or after the appraisal?
Oh, that was after the appraisal.
That was after the appraisal. They sucked the dog
a
on
charging me. Dog. Oh, my gosh. And you're here to tell about it.
Yes.
All right. I hope you didn't get too hurt.
No, thank God.
All right. So you don't mind when people help you out and to show you things that they've done, improvements they've made, and things that maybe you... We go into properties in and out. We know what we're looking for, but a lot of times people like to point things out to us that we might...
Right, like if there's radiant heat in the kitchen on a nice tile floor, sometimes it's got to be pointed out.
Yeah, would you know that?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely have a little discussion with each homeowner while I'm visiting the property, although I try to control the pace of when that happens. In the beginning portions, I'm just out grabbing data, measuring, getting my photo, my requirements for the lending. As we all know, lending requirements are very tricky today and very demanding. And then at that point, I will spend a couple of moments with the homeowner and ask about things such as recent improvements or noisy neighbors or whatever's going on within a neighborhood.
Okay. Well, we had a fabulous discussion 2 weeks in a row with you, Bill, and we're going to close. Again, your contact information, please.
I can be reached directly at wkelly312@comcast.net, or you may call your office, which is 570-344-6724, or as well as you can look online at info@jruddy.com.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a very nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in move-in condition located at 108 West Rear Taylor Street in Taylor for only $79,900. This home has been owned by the same family since 1946. It has a newer roof, updated electric, updated second floor bath, and a new boiler. This home has low taxes of only $940 a year, off-street parking, and vinyl siding. It is conveniently located within walking distance to the community center, park, schools, and the mini mart. So if you're looking for an affordable 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in move-in condition, give us a call about 108 West Rear Taylor Street in Taylor for only $79,900.
It's meticulous. It's turnkey.
Wow, it's a beautiful little house.
It is. My latest Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list information and statistics for the last 30 days, year to date, our median list price is $145,000. Median sales price year-to-date is $115,000. Absorption rate is the amount of time it would take to sell the current listing inventory available for sale in months. It's under 10 months, the absorption rate. So we're continuing that downward movement there, and we want to be. Our sold listings to date, year-to-date, are dead even with 2012, and our pending listings are up 8% year to date. That's excellent news. New listings year to date are a little bit above where they were in 2012, but the active listings currently, because we sold off so much, is lower than it was 2012 at this time. So things are improving. Things are getting better, I think. That's the message there. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.